desperately needed food aid to hundreds of thousands of Palestinians. CBS's Remy Innocencio watched from inside one of the American cargo planes involved in those airdrops.
We flew west over Israel. Our destination was airspace above Gaza City. After a flight time of about an hour, we neared the enclave, banked out over the Mediterranean, then descended to about 3,000 feet. Our crew cut the lines holding the payload of more than 11,000 meal equivalents and the 16 pallets holding chicken and rice, milk powder, wheat, and dates parachuted out. The White House acknowledges this is hardly enough and says missions will continue for as long as needed. Remy Innocencio, CBS News, Amman, Jordan.
The Northeast is expecting heavy rain and winter weather this weekend.
As that cold air wraps around this area of low pressure, it's going to cause some very strong winds. Several inches of snow expected for the Adirondacks and the mountains of New England. 1 to 2 inches for the 95 corridor. Power outages are likely when we've got winds like this, 30 to 40 mile per hour winds, and even stronger right along the immediate coastline.
Meteorologist Kelly Cass with the Weather Channel. Teenagers in L.A. County's child welfare program are being outfitted ahead of prom season.
There are also seamstresses, tailors, and costume designers from the entertainment industry who will be outfitting these teens in brand new formal wear so they can have at least one very special night to end their high school careers.
CBS News Los Angeles reporter Rick Montanez. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
That provide theory in terms of online and then make sure they have good clinical placements.
Indicals feels it's better to wait for an opening at a long-standing accredited program, arguing they're better suited to provide a quality nursing education. And for students who wouldn't have trouble temporarily relocating, she says it's worth it to explore programs in neighboring states. Wisconsin is graduating around 3,000 nurses each year, at least 2,000 short of what's needed. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Support for this reporting was provided by Lumina Foundation.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Coming up Monday on Nat Nair On Air, join us for three headlines and a lie, and we learn about organ donation with Versity's Colleen McCarthy. I hope you can join us.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows low 20s. For tomorrow, sunshine returns and a warmer day, highs upper 40s. And a big warm-up for Monday, even more sunshine and a high in the low 60s. Partly sunny, breezy Tuesday, highs upper 60s. It's 39 right now.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
From the rolling bluffs of the Driftless region to the pristine shorelines of Superior in Michigan, from the Northwoods to the Kettle Moraine, Civic Media broadcasts across all of Wisconsin.
For all of Wisconsin.
Take a trip with us across the radio network to hear from communities throughout the state. This is the Civic Media Spotlight.
Welcome back to Civic Media Spotlight. We kick off the second hour by heading over to the Todd Alba Show for more coverage around the State of the Union this past week.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba, along with our producer and engineer, the fantastic Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board, taking your phone calls as well. It is hour number two of the big program, now 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock across Wisconsin on this Thursday, March 7th, 2024. We are high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square in downtown Madison. Hour number two here, going to talk about the great reporting from AJ Byport down in Milwaukee at CBS 58. Going through these documents now showing that Republican United States Senator, MAGA Senator Ron Johnson, his office was told on January 6th documents were, in fact, about fake electors. Surprise, surprise to very few, Ron Johnson lied about what he knew and when he knew about the fake electors and January 6th. Some great reporting by AJ Byport. We will go through that a little bit later on in this hour. Also, some cuts from another Republican, the new Republican nominee for governor in North Carolina, Mark Robinson. This is a real dude, just got the nomination for Republican governor in North Carolina. In normal times, you would think, well, it couldn't get any crazier, but then it goes, of course, you got Trump as the presidential nominee. Those two deserve each other.
Mark Robinson, he's really the best gubernatorial candidate. Nobody's got anyone like him. He's MLK Jr. on steroids.
That's pretty good, Mr. Zommers. It's a pretty good Trump.
I can do better when I'm not still overcoming a sickness.
But we also may hear from MTG a little bit later in the show. If we need her, we'll bring her out. She went off on a reporter, and she got a little feisty. So we have edited the clip for radio, and we may hear from Marjorie Taylor Greene a little bit later. She's going to be there, presumably, tonight in the nation's capital, in the Capitol building, in the House of Representatives, when President Joe Biden gives his State of the Union address. You can hear it right here at 8 o'clock across much of the Civic Media Radio Network and also on the Civic Media app. Stuart J. Waddles and Maggie Dawn anchoring our coverage tonight. On select stations, you can hear Wisconsin men's basketball, Richland Center, Amory, Wisconsin Rapids, and Racine Kenosha will have men's college basketball, Badger style, senior night at the Kohl Center starting at around 6 p.m. tip off tonight. So a lot going on here at Civic Media tonight. Taking your calls, still this hour talking about the State of the Union. And we played this cut at the end of last hour of Congresswoman Elise Stefanik and Republican leadership in the House of Representatives trying to do her best to be Reagan-esque and ask the question to America, are you better off than 4 years ago? Thinking that the answer would be no. But I said, you know, as our friend likes to say, it's important to remember history. Not woke if you don't know history, as our friend Matt Flynn likes to say. So you have to look at history. And remember, history tells us that 4 years ago, March of 2020, we were shutting businesses down, my former coffee shop included. People were being laid off. You couldn't buy toilet paper in the grocery store. Gas was rising. People were dying. You had morgues set up in semi-trailer trucks and parking lots of hospitals and mass graves on Long Island.
And now, of course, Donald Trump, not personally responsible for the COVID pandemic. However, his lack of
response to it
was garbage at best.
I mean, he remember he didn't want to, he said, this is nothing more than the flu. Remember, he called it the flu. When other countries in Europe were saying this is a major pandemic, Trump was calling it a flu and told Anthony Fauci and other medical professionals, we're not going to talk about this. So anyway, and now I'm sorry, Peggy, if you want to call back, I was just about to go to Peggy, but I'm sorry, I was talking too much and she dropped off the line. Peggy apparently worked in a hospital, so we'll go to Peggy if she calls back. Right now, let's go to the phone lines, 855-752-4842. Let's go to Mark from the SAC. Mark, thanks for calling. What say you?
Yeah, first off, thanks so much to Peggy for working in a hospital. I was well aware of what was going on with the, at the hospitals during COVID because, you know, March of 2020, that I was halfway into my chemo, and watching my nurses going from having readily available PPE to not having to ration them and making them last a week, and they're going from going to the waiting room when full of fellow travelers, you know, going through chemo and all that, when I get to the hospital, to going to the place where you're there by yourself, mm-hmm. because they had to reschedule everyone, you know, and spread them out and not have them, you know, so they didn't have people, you know, rubbing elbows with each other.
Right.
It is just sad that, you know, that people do not remember that Donald Trump pooched it when he disbanded the pandemic response agency, when, you know, that was one of the first things he did. He bragged about that. I mean, for goodness sakes, just completely idiotic.
Yeah.
I mean, that, and that it is just sad that people, you know, have to be reminded of this. I mean, the people have the attention. Sometimes people have the attention span of a gnat, and that's probably an insult to gnats. But it is just sad.
But I think, Mark, to your point, it's easy because Joe Biden has been so humble about it and done such a great job. It's easy to remember, or pardon me, it's difficult to remember where we were 4 years ago, because things are, for many people, it feels like back to normal. And so we forget where we were.
And having just a basic knowledge of economics, you have to understand why prices are what they are. I mean, now you see that there's a sign at the grocery store where, you know, that there might be a bottleneck on supply for eggs because of the avian flu.
Right.
It goes to these mega operations for eggs.
And eggs is a good one that's actually come down considerably. As we've talked before, there are other companies, not just groceries, but products, where companies just mark things up because they could. And they're never coming back down because corporations are just like, hey, let's get as much money as we can out of people.
And that's certainly the case. And people are foolish to believe otherwise.
Yep.
I mean, that's basic marketing that I had back, you know, 45 years ago, now, back when I was in college.
Hey, Mark, always a pleasure. Thanks for the call, my friend. 855-752-4842. Peggy from Brooklyn. Thanks for calling back, Peggy. Appreciate your service in healthcare. Share with our audience, if you would, where were you 4 years ago?
Thank you, Ted. So I worked at VA Hospital, and I was going to retire, but I knew they were going to have problems hiring people, so I hung in 1 year longer. And I had a Republican doctor, far right. He looked at me one day and he said, my family and I haven't spoken because I refuse to vote for Donald Trump.
Wow.
He goes, because the guy is stupid. And then I had an ICU nurse who's a very good friend of mine, who I actually had to almost put a collar on her because we were out having a beer outside up by Lodi, and the guy said, you guys don't have to wear masks up here. And we were sitting outside, and we said, and my nurse said, I had two 17-year-olds come in this week. One dropped over in the hallway, and the other one, we got on a ventilator, and he didn't make it through the night because they waited too long.
Wow.
And I actually was sort of questioning, because you know how you are. You're like, I don't know. Do we believe this? Do we not believe this? You know? And she said, Peggy, this is real. And then I had one doctor look right at me, and he said, Peggy, we have 7 techs working here. And I worked in angio at the time. And he goes, you will see one of you probably not making it through this. And because you're the oldest, make sure you're in good health.
Incredible.
And I actually was afraid that I might die.
Of course.
And I honestly didn't want to believe it.
Well, I can't thank you enough for sharing this story, Peggy, from someone who is actually in the trenches and working in healthcare. And do you think, you know, as I was saying before to Mark, it's easy because President Biden, the administration, and all kinds of other people have done such a great job of getting us through it. It's easy to forget where we were 4 years ago.
Well, yesterday I just went for a procedure at UW Hospital, and I was amazed they were still wearing masks. And I said to them, you guys, all the other clinics are not wearing masks. Mm. And they said, that's because we had 87 people come in the last week Wow. with either RSV or COVID,
Yeah.
and we had 17 people get it, and we're short-staffed. And no, I said, I'll be happy to wear my mask.
Yeah, we're still dealing with a lot of it. But again, we don't have millions of people dying and the economy is roaring. So thanks for all you did in healthcare over your years, Peggy. Thanks for being there and thanks for calling in. Really, really appreciate it. Have a great day
Thank
out
you.
There. My
have
pleasure.
A good day.
Yep,
you
out
too.
There in Brooklyn. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly to Karina in Milwaukee. Karina, thanks for calling in. 4 years ago compared to today, what say you, Karina?
Well, you know, Don, I work for a pharmacy. It was horrible. It was absolutely horrible because we were lucky enough to be able to get a huge supply because, you know, most of the people who work for our pharmacy are foreigners. So we're not Americans. We don't listen what they say when they say don't worry about it.
Right.
So we start ordering stuff in November before when the China closed.
Mm-hmm.
And Russia closed, and everybody else closed. We start buying PPE supplies. So by the January and February, I was going around and distributing it for free to our firefighters, our police, our first responders, our seniors. Mm-hmm. They had nothing.
Wow.
They absolutely had nothing. There is also a horrible fact that there is a lot of seniors housing owned.
Yeah.
By our Republican representative in the state. And what I did, I called them all and I asked if I can go in the building and do the vaccination for their seniors.
Sure.
And they absolutely refused to do that.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, Karina,
yeah.
Again,
and
thank you.
It was such a shock. It was such a shock. Can you tell me who was saying, who was talking about Trump? And I want to say that it's the worst thing ever happened to America is
Trump. Thanks. Karina, I appreciate what you did in healthcare as well. Thank you for your service. Thank you for the call. We'll pick up on the other side. Don't go anywhere. More of the All Balls Show straight ahead on a Thursday afternoon on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Alba Show is part of the Civic Media Radio Network and airs across the network weekdays from noon till 2. To learn more about this show and all of the Civic Media programming, check out the website at civicmedia.us/shows. Locally grown radio, WFHR. Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're listening to Civic Media Spotlight. To stay up to date with everything broadcasting across the Civic Media Radio Network, be sure to download the Civic Media app, free wherever you download apps for your smartphone or other devices. We now head to the Earl Ingram Show, where Earl is joined by Dr. Robert Craig of Citizen Action Wisconsin to discuss the results that took place across the country this past week on Super Tuesday.
I'll show thanks to me.
welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. Back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. It's Wednesday. And, you know, I'm joined by my good friend, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Good morning to you, Dr. Craig. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? We're all happy, I guess, post Super Tuesday.
So let me say this, Dr. Craig. So Calvin plays, I've heard it through the grapevine, every time we begin our show. And so we're gonna make sure every time Dr. Craig and Citizen Action comes on, Calvin, can you make sure that we'll play I Heard It Through the Grapevine? And when you hear that, you know Dr. Craig and Citizen Action are going to be on board. All right. Dr. Craig, Nikki Haley, it's unconscionable that the nail is finally going to be in the coffin of Nikki Haley. Your thoughts?
Now, you may be more up on the news than I am because I heard all the early reports. I know she's getting out. I hear that she did not actually endorse Donald Trump yet.
That's correct. She's not going to endorse him.
Okay. So that
But that doesn't matter whether they endorse them or not. I mean, if you were Nikki Haley and the guy you were running against referred to you as bird brain, I mean, would you be in a hurry to embrace him?
One has to assume one likes the party you're in and likes its voters, which is hard for me to get my mind around. So let's say there was a Democratic leader like Donald Trump, and I somehow agreed with a lot of what the government policies would be of Donald Trump, but don't like the style and the abuse and the bullying, and won't go all the way to insurrection, just will quietly and politely damage any basis for full-scale multiracial democracy. So if I can have enough empathy to put myself in Nikki's shoes, I guess maybe if I thought this was best for the country, but it just seems to me that more than likely she's an aspiring Republican politician with a lot of ambition, and she doesn't want to cancel herself out of the whole party. So she's trying to have it both ways. It's why it took her so long to attack Trump at all. But she did do a service, probably unintentionally, in that she's identified a block of Republican voters who really don't want to vote for Trump. So are at least in play, and at least she didn't enable them, give them an on-ramp to supporting Trump because she hasn't endorsed him. And you said, Earl, is she never endorsing him or she just hasn't yet?
Well, she hasn't yet. You know, I knew about Nikki Haley before she decided to run. I knew her politics. I knew how, all in on conservatism she has been, and the fact that a lot of things that weren't right that were happening with conservatism, she supported, right? And so it's hard for me to feel empathy for Nikki Haley. Even, you know, when she began to run, she had an opportunity to, you know, show some compassion and humanity, and she didn't show it.
She showed a different political position. Like, she was going to be nuanced on abortion, but she was still going to take away women's fundamental rights. She was more nuanced on the border, though not so much. Just not as crass as Donald Trump. I guess the only real difference was in conventional foreign policy. She wants to support Ukraine against Putin, so she's not a Putin bro like Trump is and the MAGA wing has become.
You know, Dr. Craig, you've been around this political game for a long time, and Super Tuesdays, I remember, man, I would get all excited. I would stay up late at night. Well, after what happened last night, Dr. Craig, there wasn't a whole lot of surprises on Super Tuesday.
Well, the heart of the tradition of this country is competitive elections, and we've allowed gerrymandering to make it so there are virtually no congressional seats, just a handful that determine control. Whereas in the 19th century, whole Congresses would change over. That was the design. That's what the people who wrote the Constitution expected of the House of Representatives. And with the president, it wasn't supposed to be that a small percentage of the country that votes early in the primary process gets to decide, but that's what's become. And even Super Tuesday, by putting that many states in one place, you have to be a huge money candidate. And so there's a wealth primary. And so Super Tuesday is not exactly a highly Democratic thing, too. But at least we had competition up to that stage.
Right, right.
Until now. And then can we, this media kind of coverage, horse race coverage is so ridiculous. Can we stop yelping about the latest poll they paid $100,000 for that shows 70% of Americans don't want Trump or Biden? Because it's clearly not true, because where's the vote for anyone other than Trump or Biden? I mean, what are we talking about?
You know, Dr. Craig, even though Donald Trump, you know, won all these states, if you look at the percentage of Republicans who voted in it and who voted for him, it's minuscule. It's not. It's not like he got 70%, which he should have gotten, or 80% of the Republicans in those Republican states, Dr. Craig, to come out and vote for him. No, he got 35-40% of the Republicans who are registered to vote. So what are we talking about, Dr. Craig?
We're not talking about much, but that's our broken, undemocratic presidential selection process. We've only learned, really, I can think of three things in the primary. We've learned that enough people in key states are upset with the Gaza policy, right, Israeli Gaza policy, the 140,000 non-committed votes in Michigan, that's a clear warning sign that could cost Biden the election if it's close. And you already see Kamala Harris speaking for the administration and shifting positions, but they need to get a different policy and separate themselves from Netanyahu. We've learned that Trump has the loyalty of most Republicans, period, based on the early samples. And you're right, it's not all of them, but it's reflected by other evidence, which is scary. We've also learned that there's enough of them, 20 to 30% that don't want to vote for him, that's a huge existential threat to his candidacy in a general election. The man doesn't run a general election campaign. He only runs to his base. So there's serious questions concerning both Trump and Biden in this in the general election. That's all we can really say.
844-967-2789 is the number. It's Wednesday at 9 o'clock. That means Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. And let's get back to Marvin Gaye. We'll be right back.
Earl Ingram Show is part of the Civic Media Radio Network and airs on select Civic Media stations weekday mornings from 8 till 10. To learn more about this show and all of the Civic Media programming, check out the website at civicmedia.us/shows.
Locally Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
CBS News Brief. Coming off a fiery State of the Union address and kicking off an intense month of campaigning, President Biden is making no excuses for his age.
Look, I'm very young, energetic, and handsome. What the hell am I doing this for?
That is from the first ad of a $30 billion ad campaign already airing in several battleground states. President Biden has signed the spending bill, averting a government shutdown. Politico's Daniel Lipman says there was little appetite for a shutdown.
Usually when shutdowns happen, Republicans get blamed politically because Democrats believe in the power of government more than Republicans.
Delivering food by ship to the people of Gaza, the BBC's Wiry Davies is following.
While there's a disagreement between the Israelis and various agencies, and there is no ceasefire, this maritime corridor is the favored method of hopefully getting aid into Gaza, although it probably won't be enough.
Airdrops are also underway. CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
The
Bucks fall short in L.A. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks losing to the Lakers in L.A. 123-122. The Lakers without LeBron James, who missed his ninth game of the season, this time with a sore ankle. It was L.A.'s DeMarcus Russell who stole the show, scoring 44 points throughout the night. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
You live with contested twos. He made them. Like, first half, I think they were shooting almost 60%. I didn't think we had a great defensive night tonight. I thought in the first half, they killed us on their rolls. The second half, I have to watch.
The Bucks face the Clippers in the same arena tomorrow at 2 p.m. Hockey, the Badgers men's team losing to Ohio State 3-1 in the Big Ten tournament, but the women's team won 4-3 last night in Minnesota.
Now a wraparound attempt, rebound attempt.
Courtesy Big Ten Network with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
All the moments.
Earl wants to shoot, works around a man, shoot.
Oh!
Badger hockey.
The Badgers empty their bench and celebrate.
It's everything. Everything.
Keep it going, baby!
Badger hockey is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly, and by Alliant Energy, powering beyond. Badger hockey is on the air.
Fans from Bob Johnson Rink inside the Kohl Center in Madison. Welcome to Wisconsin Badger Hockey. It's game two of a best of three first round Big Ten playoff series between fifth ranked Wisconsin and the Ohio State Buckeyes. Along with our producer, Kale Rollins, at our Learfield studios in Jefferson City, Missouri, Ian Perrin, the former Badgers defenseman and assistant coach with me, I'm Brian Posick. Well, last night, the Badgers didn't have it from the start or at the end and fell to 25-10-2 overall with a 3-1 loss to the Buckeyes and digging themselves a bit of a hole in this first-round playoff series. Ohio State has now won three in a row from Wisconsin and playing its best hockey of the season. Well, Ian, last night the Badgers could have been a lot better in a lot of different areas.
Yeah, they were, and I like the just kind of overall summary that Coach Hastings had was we were way too passive. And we all have seen this in the past 20 games at home, whatever the case may be. You get into a situation where the Badgers under this system, you have to be aggressive, you have to be tight on your checks, and they were a stick check away. And very passive in all of the situations, especially defensively.
Yeah, give credit to Steve Rolick and the Buckeyes, who won last night 3-1. A couple of goals for Heartland, Wisconsin native Max Montez, including the game winner on a power play early in the third period. He then finished things off with an empty netter, and Logan Turnus made 28 saves for the victory. Today, freshman Christopher Eberle, a former Green Bay Gambler, will start in goal for the Buckeyes, opposite Kyle McClellan, who deserved better last night. It's the Badgers and the Buckeyes, and head coach Mike Hastings is coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hey, it's Matt LePay. You're listening to Wisconsin Badgers Men's Hockey on WFHR, locally grown radio, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, a Civic Media station. Download our free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Listen to Wisconsin Athletics all season long on your local Civic Media radio station.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed at a reasonable hour. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe from 7 to 9 p.m. on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM, WFHR.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt and Air On Air with Jane Matt and Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on locally grown radio, WFHR, 1320 AM, 97.5 FM. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Here at the Kohl Center in Madison, game two of the best of three first-round Big Ten playoff series, Wisconsin and Ohio State. The Buckeyes winners last night over the Badgers, 3-1. Head coach Mike Hastings joins us right now. And Mike, I know afterwards, even now, disappointed with how your team played, frustrated. Everybody is frustrated with the outcome last night and surprised, too. You know, I think you had told me last night you liked the week of practice. You thought your team was ready to go, and for whatever reason, it wasn't there last night.
Yeah, that's the first egg we've laid. You know, we have to flush it and move on. Like I said, nobody's feeling sorry for us. We sure as heck can't be feeling sorry for ourselves. And turn the page, and you know what? It's the first one that I've seen out of our group, and I'm going to stick with them because they're a part of what we've been able to get done right now, and it's because of the belief that I've had in them of what they've shown. And so that's one we're flushing, moving on. We've got no other choice, and there's blood in the water right now as far as Ohio State's concerned. So we've got to temper that and go out and focus on our first 5 minutes.
What was missing last night?
I thought physicality, commitment to making the other team be deterred at what they're trying to do, create turnovers, traffic in front of their net, second and thirds offensively. There's a price at this time of the year you've got to pay, as I said last night, and we didn't pay that. And for us, you know, we've got to get off to a good start. I'd liked our starts the last few games that we'd played in our own building, and again, last night wasn't us, so we need to get back to being us.
Yeah. Since day one when you were here, you talked about physical play, getting your bumps. There are, you know, you bump when you need to. You don't always have to bump, but that's something you've been talking about, your staff's been talking about all season long.
Well, it's got to become a quality of Badger hockey, I think, forever. And that is it's a difficult team to play, and that's been one of our staples throughout this season, that make players come through you multiple times. Take away time and space. My philosophy with that, our philosophy with that as a group is, you know, when you take away time and space, you can make a good player average. When you give an average player time and space, you turn him into a good player. And if he's a good player, you can turn him into a great player. So we need to go back to just being us, taking away time and space, being committed to playing the Wii game and getting after it here in the first period.
Badgers and the Buckeyes. More with Mike Hastings in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
Are you ready for this?
March into Clary Building Corp for the biggest savings of the season. It's our Customer Appreciation Days sale, March 14th through the 16th. At Clary, it's all about you. You deserve the best materials, the best warranties, and most importantly, you deserve the Clary team to deliver it all. So no matter what your building needs are, get the best prices of the season during Customer Appreciation Days, March 14th through the 16th. Visit clarybuilding.com for more.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need so you can focus on what's most important to you. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Wisconsin and Ohio State coming up. Badgers need a win to force a game three, which will be played tomorrow night at 5 o'clock. And we hope to see you then on the Badger Sports Network and the Varsity Network app. Mike Hastings is with us. And, Mike, you were trying all kinds of things to get the offense going, or your team going, really. You were shuffling lines left and right. I mean, that's your job as a coach, to find some sort of combination that maybe will jumpstart the team.
Yeah, and that happens sometimes in games, and you're looking for some type of match that can get you going. And we had a little bit of it, but obviously not enough. And so at this time of the year, you need your best players to be your best players, and everybody to play their role. Secondary scoring, the things that have made us successful this year, we've got to get back to.
Yeah. As far as the combinations you were trying last night, was there anything you saw like, we might just give that another look?
Not a ton of it. not a ton of it. So to me, for us right now, like I said, we, Matty D. St. Fel, David Stoyer, Cruz Lucius, Fitzy, Tass, that group, we need those guys to be the ones leading us. And I know they're looking forward to today and having the opportunity to go out and change what happened last night.
Yeah. You lost a game last night, but you haven't lost anything. You still have a chance to move forward here in the Big Ten tournament, but you got to take care of business.
Yeah, it's a day at a time. Yeah. And when things go well, you close the book on it and you start a new one, and that's the same thing we have to do when things don't go well. And so it's still in front of us. We're in our own building. We've got to find a way to win one hockey game.
Isn't it fun trying to figure out young 18 to 23-year-old man?
You know what? It's a journey, and I want to say this. This group's been phenomenal. They've really, every time that they've been pushed or they've ran into some adverse situation, they've found a way to go out and right a wrong, and they're going to try and do that tonight. And I look forward to seeing what we have here in the first 5 minutes.
And they've made Badger fans proud all season long. That's head coach Mike Hastings, Wisconsin and Ohio State. More for our pregame show coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized. Then the Carpenters Union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
What do trees and the joy of painting artist Bob Ross have in common? Ross loved both painting and the environment. He used simple brush strokes to bring happy little trees to life on canvas. Well, now the Wisconsin DNR is using this as inspiration for a virtual Run for the Trees race called the Bob Ross Happy Little 5K. The race supports a healthy lifestyle along with a healthy forest, and a part of your registration fee will go towards a large tree planting effort all across Wisconsin. Now, the best part, pick where and how you start and finish, and complete your 5K anytime between Earth Day on April 22nd and Arbor Day, April 26th. Find all the details and sign up at dnr.wisconsin.gov/events, and then simply search for Run for the Trees. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Game two, best of three series. Wisconsin needs to win to force a game three tomorrow night in hopes of hosting a Big Ten tournament semifinal game here next Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock. We'll tell you what's going on in the rest of the Big Ten playoffs in just a bit. Ian, you know, listening to Mike Hastings, obviously frustrated with the way his team played last night and thought his squad made it easy on Ohio State. Nevertheless, the Buckeyes made plays when they had to. What impressed you most about Steve Rolick's team?
Halliday.
Stephen Holliday, yeah, number 19, the big fella can play.
Let's just say it where it's wasteful. He's the guy that drew the penalty against Cruz Lucius.
Yep.
And you just get into a situation where it was at a tight point in the game, and the power play has not been effective for Ohio State. It's been very good in the penalty killing department for Wisconsin, but you just kind of knew that if the straw was going to break the camel's back, that was going to be the situation. And I haven't been impressed with a young man like that who just takes the game like it's a walk in the park.
Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't have any weaknesses that I can see. Maybe he doesn't have that first 1-2-3 step that you would like to see someone have, you know, for whatever reason. But as far as seeing the game, handling the puck, finding his teammates, did everything that he was asked to do. And nobody put him on his backside when he did get the puck. So we got some big boys on Wisconsin. They can handle him, but they have to put their head into the game and handle him efficiently tonight.
Yeah, and physically, and you look forward to that.
Oh, yes. I think we're going to sick Anthony on him.
Let Anthony Kerr go banging people around.
Let Anthony Kerr bang some people around.
Bumper cars with Anthony Kerr. Badgers and the Buckeyes. We'll tell you what happened at Mariucci Arena and what's to come at Yost Arena. Plus, we'll set the line charts tonight for Wisconsin and Ohio State when we return. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Are you ready for this?
March into Clary Building Corp for the biggest savings of the season. It's our Customer Appreciation Days sale, March 14th through the 16th. At Clary, it's all about you. You deserve the best materials, the best warranties, and most importantly, you deserve the Clary team to deliver it all. So no matter what your building needs are, get the best prices of the season during Customer Appreciation Days, March 14th through the 16th. Visit clarybuilding.com for more.
College sports fans now have access to hundreds of weekly podcasts that zero in on the college sports world. Now available in the Varsity Podcast Network and part of the new Varsity app. The app is free and available from wherever you get your favorite apps. Download the Varsity app today to have access to hundreds of national podcasts as well as your favorite team-focused podcasts. The Varsity Podcast Network, now available for free on the Varsity app. Download from the App Store and listen today.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey, hungry? And your heart is ticking for chicken? Well, take a quick turn into Quick Trip, because we got
no ordinary chicken.
Yeah, go wild with wings. Next level super wings with trusty Sidekick and sauces. Or let's talk tender. Quick Chick tenders. Love me tenders. Love me some Quick tenders. Ours are bigger, better, tastier. Or if you're feeling good old school comfort fried chicken, we got it. Hand breaded down homier than anywhere. Quick Trip. Saving your nuggets from ordinary.
Well, earlier today at Ritter Arena in Minneapolis, the second-ranked Wisconsin women's hockey team knocked off top-ranked Ohio State 6-3 to win the WCHA playoff championship. That score not indicative of the game. The Badgers led at one point 6-1. Buckeyes scored a couple of goals in the final 3 minutes, but Layla Edwards and Casey O'Brien both had 2 goals and 4 points. Freshman goaltender Ava McNaughton with 30 saves. 33rd win of the year for Mark Johnson's club and the 10th playoff championship in program history, 6-3 over Ohio State. So after losing the first 3 games of they played this season to the Buckeyes, the Badgers have now beaten them twice, and no one would be surprised if they meet for the national championship in Durham, New Hampshire in a couple of weeks.
Well, that could very well be the case. I just don't like the fact that Ohio State and Wisconsin are playing on the same days, both men's and women's hockey. But I'm hoping that a precedent was set by Mark Johnson and the women's team. Let's go out there and spank Ohio State on Saturday. That would be nice.
NCAA selection Sunday, tomorrow morning, 11 o'clock on ESPN News. The Badgers will be hosting a regional on Thursday and Saturday, the 14th and 16th. Game times to be announced. Tickets for those games at LeBron Arena go on sale Monday morning. Elsewhere in the Big Ten playoffs, after Michigan beat Notre Dame last night in a wild game 5-4, those teams meet again tonight at Yost Arena, with the Wolverines hoping to advance to face potentially top-seeded Michigan State next Saturday in East Lansing. Meanwhile, Minnesota beat Penn State today 3-2 to advance to the semifinals. The Gophers jumped out to a 2-0 lead and then were thoroughly outplayed by the Nittany Lions, who outshot Minnesota 35-7 over the final 2 periods of the game. It looked like Penn State had taken the lead. Danny Geniev scored, but Bob Motzko challenged for offside. It was indeed offside. The goal was washed out, and with about a minute to play, Brody Lamb set up Aaron Hughlin for the game-winning goal. Justin Close made 44 saves, and Minnesota advances to the Big Ten semifinals.
And looking at the box score, one of the things that kind of put Minnesota behind the eight ball in that game is that Jimmy Snuggerud took a 5-minute major for kicking or hitting from behind and a game misconduct. So, yeah, when you have your leading sniper sitting in the stands,
for the remainder of the game. Yeah. That's a big hole to fill for the Gophers.
Sure was. Also, congratulations to Joe Cranston and the UW River Falls women's hockey team, which advanced to the NCAA Division III Frozen Four for the sixth time in school history by beating defending national champion Gustavus Adolphus today 2-1. Madison Laverne scored the game winner for the Falcons, and Prairie du Sac native former Madison Capital Jordan O'Connor, 19 saves. River Falls headed to the Frozen Four March 15th and 17th on campus sites. UW Health Injury Update brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. In Wisconsin, we saw Owen Lindmark return last night after a seven-game absence. What did you think?
Did well in the faceoff dot, and that was the one thing that I was concerned about, and he said the same thing to me at practice the other day. He goes, I just hope my timing is the way it was seven games ago when I was pretty proficient in the faceoff dot. What was he?
Nine of 13.
Nine of 13, something like that. So, yeah, he did his job in that respect. But you just also get in a situation where, from his perspective, just getting the timing down, being in sync with your line mates, it's been a tough go. But I'll give him all the credit in the world. Never missed a day of practice. Was either here to watch or figure out what was going on. So, good senior leadership.
Healthy scratches tonight for Mike Hastings' squad, Tyson Dick, Sam Stang, Luke LeMaster, and Brady Cleveland. As we look at the lineups tonight, we'll start with Ohio State, and in goal is Christopher Eberle, 6'4", 208-pound freshman from Pinckney, Michigan. This season, he's 3-7-1 with a .297 goals against and a .910 save percentage, very respectable. Eberle actually made his collegiate debut here in Madison against Wisconsin back in December, came in relief, stopped all 10 shots he faced in 20 minutes, and he also beat the Badgers on February 17th in Columbus, 3-1, stopping 27 of 28 shots. You know, Turnus last night, Logan Turnus, kind of calm and cool. Eberle's a little bit more edgy. He brings an attitude to his game. You'll notice that here tonight.
Well, it's one of those people that if you can squelch that attitude, it's great. But if he is playing well and gets that cockyism going for him, then it's time to worry.
Starting defensive pair for Steve Rolick's club, co-captain Scooter Bricky, fifth year out of Birchville, Michigan. 12 goals to lead the Buckeyes, second most goals for a defenseman in the country. And Damian Carfagna, he's only got 5 points, but an effective six-footer from Woodridge, New Jersey. Starting at center for Ohio State, co-captain Patrick Guzzo, 6'3", 200 pounds from Marysville, Michigan. 7 goals, 14 points for Guzzo this season. Jake Dunlap, sophomore from Windham, New Hampshire. Transfer from New Hampshire, playing the left wing, and on the right wing from Stone Mountain, Georgia, freshman Ryan Gordon, who has 1 goal and 3 points so far this season. Steve Rolick in his 11th season, 4 wins shy of 200. He's also 9 losses shy of 200. Mike Hastings, 323 wins, 118 losses, 27 ties, and 12 years as Division I head coach, and again 25-10-2 in his first year with the Wisconsin Badgers. In goal, it's Kyle McClellan, senior from Manchester, Missouri. He's 23-10-1 with a .191 goals against average and a .931 save percentage with 7 shutouts. Starting defensive pair, freshman Joe Polatichuk from Cottage Grove, Minnesota. 17 points for Joe this season. Ben Dexheimer's got 27 points, 5 goals, the sophomore from Edina, Minnesota. And starting in the middle is senior David Cilia from Arnprior, Ontario. 8 goals, 30 points for him. The right winger, senior Matthew D. St. Fowl from Lake Forest, 11 goals, 27 points, and the Badgers' leading scorer on the left wing, Cruz Lucius, 31 points. He's got 12 goals, the sophomore from Grant, Minnesota. So there are the starting lineups tonight, Wisconsin and Ohio State, and the opening faceoff brought to you by Odyssey Greek Yogurt is coming up next. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life.
And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered.